Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna
complicate. Hi everybody, and welcome back to the last episode of Social Blend for the year 2023. I'm Gracie.
And I'm George. This is crazy. This is our last episode of season four and of 2023, like you said.
Yeah. Wow. It's been a wild ride. I joined on in June. Mm-hmm. It's been 6 months of this, and I have loved every single moment of it. It's been so fun. And thank you so much for continuing to have me as co-host, George.
Of course. Yeah, I'm so happy. I can't believe it's been 6 months, but
I know.
Yeah, I've loved it, honestly. You know, like I've said so many times, like our chemistry, like, yeah. and people that have listened, they say the same thing. They're like,
it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, you guys talking, like, it feels like, you know,
yeah,
like it's meant to be. And I'm like, right, of course. I'm like, that's like the perfect thing about it all.
And we will be coming back in 2024 with some new photos where I'm involved.
Yes.
Ooh, get ready.
I'm very excited. Yeah. Cause like, especially like since you're going to keep doing it. Cause at first it was very like we'll see what happens. Like my whole thing is I didn't want to like bombard you. So I was just like, listen, be on it. If you like it.
Yeah. We didn't want to jump the gun. Yes. We wanted to make sure it was going to work first, and it has been working. So now we are.
Exactly. It's official. Literally.
All right. I'm a little manic today. Just kidding. I'm not. I'm fine.
No, it's fine. No, literally, that's been me the past 2 months. I have been crazy. Oh, and my whole family's like, stop talking to me because you're too much. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Screaming. Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we have some life updates. I'm going to go first.
Go first.
I'm seeing somebody new.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, he just texted me. What a treat.
Oh my God. Wait, and I heard the buzzing of your phone.
Let's see. No, I'm not going to read it.
No. Yeah, it's new. I really hope that came in.
It's going very well. I like him. He likes me. And it's nice. It's nice. I'm happy.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. This is amazing. Well, congratulations. We are here. Well, hopefully by January, February, whenever we like restart the new season, you'll definitely have more updates for us.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm just trying to keep it very like low key for now, but I did want to share a little bit with you guys about what's going on with me.
Like, I love it.
So
I love
it. Well,
I'm excited for you. I really am. It's like, it's a new beginning.
It is.
Beautiful. Yay. I love that.
All right, and Georgie, what's going on with you?
Oh my God. I have so much to discuss. Well, not so much, but this past weekend I went to an all white party. So it's my best friend, Danielle, her boyfriend. He just turned 30. So they had like a big party for him. Okay. It was an all white party, which I was dying inside because
pictures were amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said, do you have pictures? Thank you so much. It
amazing.
Was like,
everyone looked great.
Yeah. Everyone really pulled it off. So I don't own white. Like I barely own white. Like I have a button down, like for a suit.
Right. Yeah. So you had to buy some stuff.
I had to buy everything. Everything. Yeah. The whole outfit I had to freaking buy.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Well, we love a shopping moment. So that's fun.
And it was perfect because I was manic. So I was just throwing everything in my car. I'm like, good, I'll do this. I'll have that.
Oh my God, that reminds me. I got a notification that something was delivered today, and it certainly was not.
I am also waiting for something from Amazon. But it's a customized item. Have you ever done customized on Amazon?
No. Okay, no. It was shipped. It was not delivered yet.
Yep, that was me. I was freaking out. I thought, okay, so I got this custom thing made. I'm not going to say it because it's for someone here.
Okay.
But it was customized. And I got a notification saying, I thought it said delivered. So I was like, oh, perfect. Nothing.
Did it say delayed?
No, it said shipped. I wanted it to say delivered, well, I guess. I so in my head, when I saw that shipped, to me, I was like, delivered.
It's here. Thank God.
Yeah. No, literally. I'm like, perfect. And then it wasn't. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? God. And then it wasn't.
Okay, wait.
But yeah.
You were mistaken for a woman on the phone? Explain. I need to know.
Okay, so.
Okay, I'm going to go refresh my Bev, and I want you to talk about this.
Okay. So, well, okay. I'm going to finish with the white party. So, yeah, the white
party. Oh, my God, you were done.
Yes. No, it's fine. Oh, my gosh. There's so much to discuss today. So, yeah, the white party, it was a lot of fun. I loved it. But, yes, I had to get an all-new white outfit. But now I'm loving the whole outfit I got for the white party. So,
I love the outfit.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Loved it a lot. And that's honestly it. Next. Yes. So, I was mistaken for a woman on the phone. So, I was
screaming at that.
I was talking. Now, this is not the first time. I've been mistaken for a woman many, many times.
And on the phone.
On the phone. Yeah, yeah, no.
Imagine.
Can you freaking imagine?
Can you fucking imagine?
And here's the whole thing about me. Like, I do not care. Like, I'm comfortable in my body. I know who I am. So,
yeah.
For me, it's whatever for me. I'm not going to scream about it. I don't care at all. But yeah, this woman on the phone, I was like talking to her, and then she's like, well, you know how it is for a woman, right? Or yeah. No. She was like, well, you know how it is for women. And I was just like, right. Like she insinuated that I was a woman.
I'm screaming.
And I was just like on the phone, like, oh. And I was like, just play along with it. Like, that's it. Like, I'm so not going to correct her. Like, I'm never going to see this person. I'm just going to say, like,
yeah, it's
right.
It's fine. Just let's keep it moving, girl.
That's it. And that's what I did. I'm like, right.
Yeah,
right.
No, girl.
Yeah. Period. No, literally. Period. And people
no,
have said,
periods.
Like
menstrual bleeding.
Oh, period. Right. So yeah, so that's it. I've been called like, hi, ma'am. How are you? I've been called Georgette on the phone. Georgia.
No, like, certainly this person's name can't be George. They're obviously a woman.
A woman. Yeah. It's it is so the funniest funny. Shit ever. So I loved it. I was like, I have to talk about that because it's hilarious. Other than that, my Christmas shopping, I'm pretty much done. I just have a few things here and there.
You know what everyone's getting for Christmas?
What?
My presents.
I love that.
My presence is a present. Sorry, guys. When you end your long-term relationship with your boyfriend who you lived with, yes. And now you got to pay all the bills by yourself, you know,
money's
it's
tight.
Hard. And then, you know, when you go on somewhat of a spending spree on your American Express card after the breakup, you kind of got a lot of bills to pay.
Manic so episode number five.
Yep.
Yeah, because the day I came over to your house, you had like a huge package of like a million things. And I was like, love that for you. Obsessed.
No, I just kind of like bought a bunch of stuff for the apartment that like he thought was like a waste of money. And like I was like, this is gonna make my life easier now that I'm like single. Well, not single, but you know, now that I'm like living alone.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You are alone.
And I'm just
like,
I'm gonna get it. Let's just
I
get
love
it,
that.
Girl.
I love
I got
that.
A countertop dishwasher.
I saw, well, I didn't see it, but you tweeted it or something.
An entire one counter, which I only have two very small counters, but it's literally fine because it's going to save me so much fucking time and energy. It's just,
oh yeah. Cause you don't have a dishwasher, right? It's
no.
Okay.
In this little fucking corner. Come on. Yeah. My stove and my fridge are like smaller than normal.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I'm like, and then like, people are bragging about, oh, my kitchen's so nice. I'm like, okay, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it, bitch. Look at this.
Right.
Look at this.
Yeah, no, literally.
Michael, why are you screaming?
Aw. I just heard him meow. It is true. And like a lot of people have been, you know, struggling this year. So I don't expect any gifts from anyone, as I never do.
Either.
Because
if someone wants to give me $1,000, like I'll take
that's
it.
That's gorgeous. Yeah. But like growing up, my parents always made it very known that like Christmas isn't about like the gifts. It's about like spending time with family and stuff like that. So growing up, we never like, of course we got gifts, but we never like prioritized like getting a gift and Santa getting us presents. Like that was never the whole thing about it, which as right. an adult, I love that. I was like, I'm so happy they did that. And of course they gave us gifts, but
yeah, but like, you know, it's
not about that. So I love that now. And if I do have kids, I am going to do the same thing because yeah. it's you
never
know,
having children. Yeah.
Right. Well, right. That's why I said, if I do, because you never know.
You never know, but you know.
Never know. Yeah. But yeah. And then lastly,
stop screaming at me.
Oh.
He's screaming.
Are you guys
Michael, fighting? You have a water fountain, Michael.
Is he in the mirror or is he just like chilling?
He's zooming around. He just had his dinner. And now he's in the bathroom. He wants sink water, but he has a perfectly good personal Aww. Fountain that gives him water 24/7 right over there. Go ahead, buddy. Go use it. All right.
Yeah. He has like,
rotisserie chicken mode. Okay.
He has like an actual fountain where it's like water nonstop yes. is flowing.
Yes. So. And I just yeah. cleaned it and replaced all the filters because it was nasty and he wasn't using it.
Right. So now he's good to go.
He's
a bougie cat.
Spoiled cat. Yes, he's yeah. bougie. He's spoiled.
Yeah. And then last.
Hi, sleepy boy.
This just happened on Tuesday. My car was almost towed.
Where? At work?
In New Brunswick. So I was going out with friends. it was. I was going. I was going out with friends for like Christmas drinks and
oh, I saw that. You yeah. went to the miracle thing?
Yes, it was so
yeah, cool. Was it at
really
was it
good.
At
Catherine's.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, in that same area. So
they have it all over. Like there's one in Jersey City at one of the places too. Oh. It's basically like this company like sends like the menu and I think like teaches the bartenders how to make their drinks and like they do it everywhere. It's like Miracle
oh,
on whatever.
Love that. Yes.
Yeah, I tried to get reservations for tomorrow, but it's like all like the times were not
it's,
good.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, it's great and it gets packed yeah. quick. But yeah, it was so fun. It was so cute. The cups are adorable. I wanted to buy them all and you can actually buy them. I was so
yeah,
tempted.
Take it home with you.
Yeah.
Hi.
But yeah, so
I got On Dasher is one that I got a couple years ago. That drink yeah. had like mezcal. It was so good.
Ooh. Yes. I had a drink. It had mezcal.
Was it so called good. On Dasher? I mean, I'm sure they changed
no,
the name.
It was like the Krampus. The Krampus okay. is what it's called. It had Reposado yeah. and mezcal. So two tequilas. It was Ooh. So good. Yeah,
so good.
It. But yeah, so I parked. So this one guy I know, he owns like a lot there. Like nearby. So I just told him like, hey, I'm going to park there. And he, you know, he's like, yeah, that's fine. And well, I guess he forgot to tell the towing company, like he owns a towing company and yeah. the towing company came and was like about to tow my car. So
no,
thank God my friend was there who the towing guy knows and is like, do not tow Finn's car. This is George. Do not tow his car. Meanwhile, yeah. I'm like in the restaurant drinking, having fun, singing Christmas songs, like living, having the time of my life, and my car is almost being towed. I'm like, thank God my friends smoke because I would have yeah. my car would have been towed. They went for a smoke break. So
oh, thank God. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was such a dilemma. I was like, yeah. what the
horrible.
Fuck? Yeah, it was horrible. Because I was like, what would happen if I got towed? And they were like, well, it's like $300 to probably get it from the thing. And I was like, oh,
it's ridiculous.
It's crazy. So I'm like, great, cool. But that's honestly it. That's everything that's been going on with me.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have a lot going on. Like, I'm just working. I'm hanging out with friends. I'm like, you know, just having a good time, I guess.
I love that. Yeah.
I randomly invited my, like, co-worker from my old job for drinks on Friday and like I missed her so much. We had so much fun. I literally love her. We had a blast. She's like, oh my God, what made you think of me? I was like, bitch, I love you.
Oh, I love that.
We got drinks on Friday. It was really fun. We had a nice
yeah
time.
It's always nice to like keep in touch with friends yeah. from like old jobs and
yeah you know, keep, no for sure
keep that and connection
then, like, and then at least like three or four, maybe even five people from my old school were like, are you coming to our holiday happy hour on Friday? Are you coming? Are you coming? Are you coming? It's this Ooh. Friday. I was like, yes, all of you have invited me. I will be there.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait to see you. Buy me drinks.
Yeah. Absolutely. Especially, please tell a sob story so they buy you a drink.
I need drinks. Mm.
It reminds me of Bridesmaids when she's on I've the plane. I've never seen it. Shut the fuck up. Okay, you're coming over. We're having movie night and we're watching Bridesmaids.
The guy I'm seeing has a list of all the movies I haven't seen. And it's like every single movie he brings up, I'm like, just start a list. You got it. He's like, I'm going to staple your eyes open and make you watch all of these movies because you have not seen them.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, bet, baby, win.
But Bridesmaids, he has to take off because I'm watching it with
you. Yeah, no, he doesn't want to see that. Anyway.
Okay, good, good. Well, in one part of the movie, she's like in the plane and she's in the economy and everyone else is in first class. And she's like, it's Kristen Wiig. And she goes, help me, I'm poor. And I just love that. Me. Yeah, it's like, help me, I'm poor.
I'm poor.
Yeah. But I have so many like different things. My one group of friends decided to do like Secret Santa and we never did it. Please. And
Can we do Secret Santa? Just the two of us? Imagine. I got you.
Yeah. Now, who did you get this year? And we're both like, there you go.
I got myself.
Yeah, but
I got myself a sex toy. No, I'm just kidding.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. But so I have so many. And then I have one at work that we're doing. So White Elephant at work, Secret Santa. Oh, the big.
He's stinky. Michael, what do you have to say? Do you want to say something?
That was me.
He is not interested.
And then my cousins, we do like a white elephant. We do a white. Oh, wait, how do I do it? Wait, let me do it on here.
Hurry.
Okay. Okay, done. We just took a photo.
I love you.
So anyway. Oh, did he just scratch you?
A little, but that's okay.
Okay. And then we do like a white elephant with my cousin. So I have so many different things to do. I'm like, guys, this is not the year because it's crazy right now.
Amazon, though, has like a best white elephant gifts
list. I looked. Yeah, I looked at that.
All right. What's your favorite part of the holidays?
Okay, so speaking of, my favorite part of the holidays is definitely like having everyone together. I just love it because we don't always have that time to come together, even though I feel like it should be throughout the year. But I love that. And then I also just love like Christmas music and how like festive everything is, even if you don't celebrate Christmas, you could still appreciate
the
season. It's a lot of fun. And
the Hanukkah's right now.
Right. Yes.
For all my fellow Jews out there. I'm like a fake Jew.
Yeah. No, literally me. So my dad's side of the family is. And okay. Yeah, but
oh
they
my God,
never...
are we both Italian Jews?
Literally, it's right. We're like the same. It's so wild. But they don't really like sell, like they're not religious like that.
Yeah, no, we've like celebrated Passover and like a little bit of Hanukkah, and that's like really it.
Yeah, yeah. But we did like the ancestry thing, and
I'm 29.4%. Yeah. Ashkenazi Jew.
Yep. Yeah, me too. That's
26.2% Italian, 1.5% like Irish, which I didn't have no fucking idea, no clue.
Yeah.
And then the rest is Polish.
And then what's your favorite?
Mm-hmm. Oh shit, part? Me. I don't know. Like the holidays have been a lot different in the past like several years, just because like the pandemic and like everyone kind of does their own thing now on my dad's side, but it used to be like a very big to do.
Right.
And my aunt like got divorced and sold her big house where we used to have it. So like, we don't really do it anymore, which is like a bummer.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's going to look like for me this year. I'm a little bummed out.
Okay.
But like, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah. I always say it's whatever you make of it, you know, like,
I mean, I'm just trying to get drunk and take a nap. So.
Yeah, no, literally. have a few fucking cookies and call it a night.
Oh, Molly's grandma, she doesn't make them anymore because she's too old now, but like her dad has now started making them. The best Christmas cookies ever. We call them grandma cookies. They are so fucking good. And I hope that Mrs. Kugler brings me some this year.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would love. We have to make cookies soon.
Yes. You should come over and we should make them.
Yes.
My Christmas cards came in the mail. So you have to text me your address.
Oh, that's cute.
Send you one. You took that photo.
Oh my gosh. I'm obsessed.
Send me your address. I'm going to say the Stillwell family, though. Because,
yes,
you know,
that's, yeah, that's fine.
And, yeah.
I'm sending it to you right now.
Yay. Okay, good. I'm going to address them later, and then I'm going to the post office tomorrow anyway, so I'll get stamps and then mail them out. Perfect. It's, like, perfect timing. I'm very excited.
I love that.
All right. New Year's resolutions, baby. Let's get into it. I don't really have one. My New Year's resolution is to just, like, actually, yeah, it's probably to just like be more mindful of my spending and to be more clean in my apartment. Having ADHD, I'm just kind of a disaster. Like, I was at home for like 4 days because I was like really sick. Like, I was home Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because I was like sick as fuck. And like, I'm way better today, thank God.
Yeah. But, like,
I like don't understand how it got so dirty when all I did was like sit on the couch and take naps, like.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How is it like this?
And I think it's also when you're like weak, anything you do, it's like you put this there and that there, and then you just keep it going. Like,
I know,
and
like,
I think it piles up.
I did a little of cleaning like yesterday, but like I gotta do more. Like, it's like a disaster, especially with this cat. Like, his hair is all over the place. I'm like, dude.
Yes, yeah.
No, it's so stupid.
Yeah. In the summer, our dogs, like, there's definitely a lot more hair in the summer. In the winter, there's really nothing, but they don't shed that much, but
yeah, they look short.
Still
hair.
See it. Yeah, yeah. Well, my resolution for New Year's is definitely, like, always, this is like my default every year, is lose weight.
I don't even want to say that though, because I feel like it should just be like work out more.
Yes. Oh, I like that. Maybe just, work out like, more. I like
then
that.
Then it's not like arbitrary. It's not like,
yes.
Is that the right word? I don't fucking know.
Yeah. And then also like just kind of focus. I want like more focus on me and like my well-being.
Yeah.
Like,
Like, better
how do
well-being.
I? Yes.
Whatever that may mean. Like, it could
mean it could
working mean out more, or it could mean smoking more weed, or drinking more alcohol. No, I'm just kidding. Fucking kidding.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's true.
The hard drugs.
Yeah. The hardest drugs you can find. That's helping my well being.
Give me angel dust, babe. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't want any of that shit. Please.
Oh my god.
A non-angel dust person.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
eating a little better, working out a little more.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That too.
Like, just being a better version of yourself. Sorry, I'm talking so much.
No, it's fine. I just want to get back to, because like in the summer, I'm very like cautious about like what I eat. You know, my workout routine. I'm so good in the summer because I know I have to put on like shorts, t-shirts. But once like winter comes, like in the past 4 weeks, I think I've gained like 7 pounds, and I was like, oh my god, you need to stop. I drank more too.
Yeah, I haven't had my Adderall prescription.
That's right.
Because like it's on back order at the pharmacy, and I'm like, bitch, I need that shit.
Yeah.
But like I have like been eating normally, which is good.
That's good.
But like I did binge for like the first couple of days after I didn't have it, but I'm just like a little depressed because I don't have it. Like, I feel off and like it sucks, but
yeah.
Hopefully they'll get it soon. Usually have like a reserve of it, but I don't. So I'm like, oh
yeah. Wait, never forget 2 weeks ago when we both, you had Taco Bell 3 times in 1 week, and I got it twice in 1 week. I'm crying. We got it together, and then you got it two other times, and I got it one other time. It's just so fucking good. I just love it so much.
Taco Bell.
And then last, you want to do the Thorn and Pit or no?
What is that?
Wait, is it Thorn and...
You put Thorn and Pit? I don't know what that means, so I'm just trusting you.
I don't know what the hell that even means. What did I write? What's your... Like, what's the most positive thing that happened and the most negative thing that happened in your 2023?
Well, my most positive and most negative thing are probably the same. Ending my relationship. No, I'm just kidding. No, probably my most positive is finally getting my master's degree. And I got a 4.0, baby. Let's fucking get it.
Incredible.
Only.
Literally.
And the worst thing that's happened to me. It was a pretty good year. Pretty good.
I love it. Okay, this is actually pretty hard. You guys
hear me blow my nose.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's real. This is 100% real. But wow, shit,
real.
And I love it because I wrote this down to talk about it, and I don't even know what my positive and negative was in 2023.
Well, your positive was me joining the podcast.
Yes,
and your
negative perfect.
Was also me joining the
podcast. This bitch talks the whole time.
This bitch does not know how to shut up. Literally, my bio on all my socials is I started talking at 7 months and I haven't stopped since.
That could literally be a housewife tagline.
That's my tagline.
That's your tagline.
I've
there
been
you
trying
go.
To think of what it was. That's literally it. It's literally I started it. Talking at 7 months and I haven't stopped since.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with it. That's it.
I just definitely threw out my neck doing that. I was like,
shit, we're getting old. I know. Yeah, but no.
When... I fell asleep on the couch. My back's fucked for a week.
Oh, that's the worst. My couch, too. If I sleep on my couch, it's over the next day. My neck will hurt because it's not that kind of couch.
But I love falling asleep on the couch.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best feeling.
That's when you fall asleep and you wake up and it's like 1 a.m. and you're like, oh, hell yeah, baby. I get to go
I'm
to bed
obsessed.
And sleep for 5 more hours. Let's
yes!
go.
I love it. It's my favorite. But yeah, going back to the talking and stuff, when looking for like a co-host, I was like, you need to have someone that's going to talk. Like, I don't care if you talk over me or talk more than me. You need that because like that's, it's important. You don't want like silence. Like that's crazy. No. So
you want someone who can hold a fucking goddamn conversation, baby. And that's me.
You're like, met your match.
You're great. Yeah.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy. Goli does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goli has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goli is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goli Gummies. So today, if you go to goli.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goli gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goli gummies today. All right, let's go into some reality TV.
Oh, the full Vanderpump Rules trailer has been released.
Crazy.
Schwartz and Sheena in Vegas.
I cannot believe it.
The hell. Also, I think Lala is very much over Ariana from what I can see.
Oh yeah.
Are Katie and Schwartz making out with the same woman?
Yes.
I'm obsessed with that for them.
No, there's so much happening.
It's going to be a good season. I literally cannot wait. I need it now, but we literally have like a month and a half. I'm like, bravo, Andy Cohen, give it to me.
I know. But also, don't forget, we should have really gone in like March. So they literally did this so fast. So I'm like, I'll wait. But
I'm rewatching seasons 9 and 10 right now. I just watched the like Rachella episode.
Ooh, maybe I should watch. Maybe I should watch
9 and 10. I feel like with the other shit I'm watching, like I'm rewatching Superstore too. I feel like that'll get me to like to January 30th, maybe. We'll see.
But yeah.
I have the new Winter House to watch tonight. I'm just like, there's too many fucking people.
Gracie, this is, to me, it's the best season.
Really? I like last season. Last season was good. The first two seasons were really good, but this one was just too much. I'm just like exhausted. I can't keep up.
And I didn't know a lot of them also, like from because I'll watch Below Deck if it's on TV, but I'm not watching it every episode or season. And then Family Karma I do watch, and that's where that Indian guy,
like the entire last season of it, because it just played after like Winter House one time, and I was like, I'm just fucking putting anything else on. I'm really high, so like I'm just gonna watch it.
You're like vibing.
I'm that like, the wedding. Wedding. Yeah, it's good. It's a good season.
Yeah, it was so good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's coming back though. I'm so sad, but
it was on for like 5 seasons. I didn't even know about it.
It was on for a while. Yeah. So
I like wish that it started it from season one, so I could. But now I'm like, I don't care about what happens. I already know.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
no, that's it. Yeah. Well, it's fine. But yeah. So I'm excited for Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. Also, did Shayna and Tom kiss?
I don't know. I think so, because like then they showed her like fighting with Brock about it, and I was like, oh,
yes.
Why would she do that? Sheena so is stupid. Not a girl's girl. She is a guy's girl.
Yes,
she's a self-proclaimed guy's girl. Remember that Mexico trip in season two in the van? Like,
yes.
Sheena's like, she needs therapy.
Yeah, she
because we're good as gold. Good as go to therapy, bitch.
Good as go to therapy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that is. Oh my god, that's another resolution for me. I need to find a therapist for 2024. You will.
It's just hard right now, but you'll find
it's
one eventually.
So freaking hard.
Like, buying to go, like. You can take your time and like find someone who you really like.
Yes. Oh my.
But I feel like as long as you get in there by like February, March, like that's a good goal.
Yeah. Perfect.
Because like you want to vibe with your therapist. Like if you're not vibing, like it's totally okay to break up with your therapist. Like if my therapist ever wasn't meeting my needs anymore, I could be like, hey, like I really appreciate all the work we've done. Like I really have loved working with you and respected everything you said. I just feel like I need some more like deeper insight, and I feel like I'm can find that better elsewhere, and like nothing against you, you really helped me heal. Just you know, like, you know, they want, because therapists are in that business because they want to help people, they want to make people feel better and like process their grief and their trauma and like work on their shit, and like if it's not working for you, then it's not working and you need to move on and find something that you can get a little bit more from.
Yeah,
but that's not to say that you haven't gotten anything from your previous therapist. You you've reached a point where you need a little more. You need a little less. You need something different. Not
exactly.
Even if it's more or less or better or worse. Like it's just different. You know what I mean?
Yes. No, I get it 100%.
Yeah. No, I love my therapist though. She's really great. But you can't go to her because that would be weird.
Yeah. No. Please. Like. So we both are podcasters and we go to the same therapist. That would be so
sometimes
crazy.
We do couple sessions.
Yeah. Oh, co-host sessions.
He's not listening to any of my ideas.
Yes. I said I wanted a new trailer and we never got the new trailer. That's all.
We never took any photos and he wouldn't schedule it. And the bitch who takes the photos hates me. And like, it's whole thing now. Ah, he doesn't listen.
He won't even make a sandwich for me. Do you make
sandwiches? How many sandwiches have you made for me? How many sandwiches you made for me?
Wait, actually, that's another thing. I cannot wait for Summer House also.
Oh my God. I need to see
I'm what just excited.
Happens with yes. them.
Yeah.
They both are crazy as fuck.
Oh, they're but fucking psycho.
You know what I hate? When like Sierra and like Paige and Amanda and like, what's her name? Gabby?
Yes, Gabby. Yeah, and Gabby.
The other one? Mia?
Mia, yes. Oh, Maya.
Maya, fuck yeah, Maya. Where they're all like talking and they're like, you know who looks really good this summer? Carl.
Yeah.
Carl looks amazing. And then it'll cut to Carl and he has like the derpiest look on his face and he's just looking like not sexy at all. And I'm like, do you guys have real working eyes? Because that man is not hot.
No, and ever since they broke up their engagement, he looks even crazier.
He looks worse.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what happened.
You know they're going to be like, you know who looks really good since he broke up with Lindsay? Carl. And I'm like, you guys, you See? Know what you look like? Like, you guys are all so hot.
I know.
And look at him. He looks like a Looney Tunes character.
No, that's...
a drawing of a best friend like an 8-year-old would draw.
No, literally, that's what I said to a friend of mine. I was like, all of the ugliest fucking people are with like the hottest people. Like, it makes no fucking sense.
Like, what is happening in this?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is happening, but it's happening.
It's literally fine. Like, it's none of my business. Like,
you guys same. I'm just like, you know what? It's fine. But and then also, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. That's when like a bunch of housewives from all different cities go on a trip together, and this one's going to be New York City Legacy. So it's going to be all the original New York City housewives going together on a trip to the Bahamas, I think. So that airs this Friday, and I'm very excited for that.
Holy shit, that sounds amazing.
That's it. Yeah, that's a good show.
I don't love the Real Housewives. Like, I just don't. Like,
that's fine. I feel like maybe
I don't want to watch old people act like that. Like,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like maybe you'll like the Ultimate Girls Trip one because they all go like to an island together or like on a group trip, and it's all different housewives from different cities.
Oh, that's
so no fresh. One knows each other, and
maybe
it's
I'll
fresh.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that out. Maybe I'll like that. But yeah.
It's like an all-star.
Yeah. The other thing I was gonna say about reality TV is that this season of F Boy Island was really bad. Like, so bad, dude.
Really?
I was pissed off. It was just like edited poorly. Like, there was no fun stuff. Like, it felt a lot shorter. Like, I wasn't obsessed with it like I usually am. Like, it just was not a good season. So I don't even know if they'll be back for season 4 because it was just bad and like,
oh shit,
sucked. It was fucked up, man. But like, yeah.
How are the ratings? If they don't really say,
I don't know.
Like, what the ratings are. Okay.
I mean, they're on there. I just haven't looked. But like, I don't even know if I want to watch for season 4. Like, I'll probably watch the first episode and decide based on that. But like,
yeah.
This season was not good, so it's like whatever. But yeah, anything else about reality TV?
That's honestly it. I've just been like vibing to Christmas like movies right now.
Yeah.
And then just like catching up with shows. But I feel like I haven't had time to watch anything like in real time. It's always like just on demand.
Yeah.
But that's
I know. Well, yeah, and we have a couple pop culture things. I mean, are they interesting? Should we talk about them?
They're like, we could go through like real quick. So like,
okay, the thing that I think we should talk about first, because it's really interesting. So those ABC anchors,
yes,
TJ and like Claire, I don't fucking know, some white lady name and TJ, I guess. Who knows, whatever, I don't care. They like were caught having an affair and then they like resigned and now they're like together. And now... George, what's happening? I'm obsessed with it.
Both.
I'm like really obsessed with.
No, me too. It's really interesting. Both of the news anchors that were fired from their jobs at ABC. Their spouses, who they divorced, are now seeing each other.
Obsessed.
What?
I'm obsessed.
Oh, I know. Me too. Like, I cannot believe this. But also, it's like a movie I always wanted. Like, yes, like, you know what? Our fucking spouses. Yes, like, our spouses were fucking cheating on us.
And now we're fucking.
Yeah, now we're gonna fuck. How about that?
I'm obsessed with it. It's so amazing to me. I love it so much. It, like, sounds like a bad plot of, like, a romance novel.
I'm obsessed. Yeah. I love it so much.
A bad romance novel. They're going to make a Lifetime movie out of this, and I'm going to be at attention, ready to serve my country by watching this movie.
We salute.
Oh, what is going on with me today? I'm, like, so funny right now.
No, it's hilarious. I'm obsessed with it.
I love this for me. I'm just, like, having a really, like, a funny renaissance, a comedic renaissance. I'm going to start like poofy dresses and, like, you can't talk to me. I'm funnier than you.
Yeah. You're like, should I start writing all of this down? Hold on one second.
Like, oh my God, you guys.
But yeah, so I'm very intrigued in regards to this whole situation that's happening. I want to hear more about it. And we definitely will hear more about it because this is so fucking crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God, wait. Tell me. What's going on with Matt Rife? Because that man is so ugly. He looks like a cartoon character, first of all.
Thank you.
But, like, what's happening? Why is everyone mad at him? Why did he get I mean, like, I'm mad at him already just looking at his dumb, stupid face. But, like, what did he actually
do? Yeah, so he is getting canceled because he is, like, so his audience is mostly and mainly women. But in his newest Netflix comedy show, all he did was trash women. And he's like, I don't even know why they're here. Like, I don't even, like, during the show. I'm like,
okay. Ew. I also heard he was, like, having beef with, like, an OnlyFans woman 6-year-old or something.
6-year-old, like, son? Yes. That I'm like, whatever with, I guess. But, like, it's still not okay.
He's a Virgo man. So we should have known better before we gave him any power.
They make me anxious. They really make me anxious.
Virgo men are allegedly awful. August Virgo men are okay.
Okay.
Any Virgo man born in September can eat my fucking shorts and fuck off because you said.
Oh my God. You heard it here first. So, So now everyone, like, kind of wants him gone. And then, like, his plastic surgeon's coming forward saying, like, yeah, he did have plastic surgery.
Oh, my God. Obviously, he literally looks like he has.
Yeah. He got his front 4 teeth done. So they look straight. And then he got, like, fillers in his chin. And no, literally. Yeah. Wait, poor Zac Efron. He was really good looking. I mean, I guess he's still good looking, but, like,
congrats on the Hollywood Walk of Fame star, dude.
Yes, as he should, as he should. But Hollywood, yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. So I don't know. Like, everyone wants him canceled, and I kind of I'm very, like, anti-cancel culture, but I do agree in this scenario. It's like, don't. Also, he'll go like this. I hate how hot I am. Like, it's so horrible. Gracie, are you laughing at that? A fucking comedy show? No, because I'm not. I'm not going to laugh at
a man like this at a fucking comedy show.
Yeah.
Take my picture. You can put it on the Instagram.
Face of disgust. Wait. Hold on. No, literally.
Really?
Imagine you're at a comedy show and the guy who is doing stand-up says, I hate how hot I am. Like, it's horrible. Shut the fuck up.
You know what stand-up comedian I've really been into lately?
Who?
Her name is Olga Koch, K-O-C-H, and then Olga, O-L-G-A. And, like, she is so fucking goddamn funny. Like, how have I not heard of her before?
She did a really good
bit about colposcopies, which is a gynecological procedure that some women who are sluts have to get done, aka I had to get one done. And it was, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I posted it on my story the other day. I can send it to you. She is so funny. Like, the most hilarious woman I've
funny and gorgeous,
beautiful. But not even just the most hilarious woman. She's like the most hilarious person, I think. Like, she's so funny. Definitely the best stand-up comedian in my opinion right now. She's very, very good.
I'm gonna look into her.
I'm gonna send you her profile on Instagram right now because I don't know if that's the right person that you just showed me, because that doesn't really look. I mean, a little bit, maybe like an old photo.
Maybe it's an old photo.
No, but I'm literally sending her to you right now.
Okay.
All right, I just sent it.
Oh, so maybe it's not her. Wait, it's not her?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay. Oh, yeah, she's still gorgeous. Oh, my gosh.
I'm literally obsessed with her, dude. Like, she's fucking funny. She is so funny. Like, oh, the funniest, funniest stand-up comedian right now, for sure. She's really good.
Okay, I'm going to start watching her stuff.
I'm going to send you the thing that I thought was really funny.
Hot girls have HPV.
You have to, oh my God, it's about colposcopies. She just never says colposcopy, but like it's, that's what it's about. Cause I had one done and it fucking sucked. It was horrible. It was so awful. The worst thing ever. Okay. Anyway.
We do have a celebrity passing away.
I know. I don't want to make it sad, though.
I know. We're going to, like, make this.
Andre Brower, the captain of the
Brooklyn
guy who played
99.
He died. He was so young. He was only 61. That's my dad's age.
Yeah, that's really sad.
He got, like, sick or something, and then he passed away from it. It's really sad. We are sending our thoughts and wishes and goodwill wishes, and I'm not religious, but you can send prayers to his family, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you also wrote Obsessed With That. What is that about?
Oh, that was about the anchors.
ABC? Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. And lastly, do you watch Christmas movies? And if so, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I like Elf. I like Christmas Vacation. I like Holiday. I like the Santa Claus 2. Specifically the
Obsessed.
Santa Claus 2.
Yes.
And yeah.
So I love The Grinch. I also love
Elf. Oh, The Grinch is great. The Grinch is great.
And I also love Santa Claus 2 specifically.
Specifically Santa Claus 2. A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Okay, so I can't stand Charlie Brown. Like, I'm sorry.
God,
I'm so sorry. Everyone's obsessed with like Snoopy this holiday. Like, but I can't stand them. I don't know. I feel really bad, but it is what it is. So
it's fine. You can just pick. It's all good.
Yeah. But other than that, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm like out of things to talk about.
Yeah.
I talked a lot.
Wait, we're like, we were like on such a high. Now we're both like,
we're like, ugh.
Anyway, we are like shutting down, but
time to go. No, it's like, it hasn't even been that long.
No, it has. It's been 1 hour.
No, it hasn't yet.
Oh, it actually hasn't. Yeah. There's 6 minutes to it.
Yeah. Because we started.
But it's fine. 10. Yeah. But it'll still be about an hour with all the, the commercials and stuff like that. Oh, if anyone wants to sponsor us or has a sponsorship that they want to refer us to, please let us know. DM the Social Blend podcast, DM Gracie or myself, because we need to make money. That's another thing. I think in 2024, let's start making money for the podcast.
Yeah. Let's start making money.
Other than that, we are done here. So, everyone, have an incredible new year. Have a great Christmas. Celebrate each other and have a great new year. And we will be back fresh and ready to rumble.
2024, baby.
I cannot wait. I'm hoping probably mid-January or the beginning of February.
No, we'll be back before that, but we do have to schedule like time to take new photos and stuff. We should do like back to back, like
Oh my God. No, I love that. I was Yeah, I have to talk to someone who does graphic design, and hopefully, like, they could kind of make like a fun background, because I've always done it myself, but this time, like, maybe like go crazy. So, and then also we have to do like a trailer for the new season.
Yes. And... oh my god, we just like recreate our favorite iconic moments from like reality TV shows. Yes.
You are king.
How many sandwiches have you made for me?
You're a worm with the bus.
All right, Kristen Doty.
It's not about the pasta. That's my favorite. I say that all the time and people don't understand.
More life.
Oh my gosh. All right, Gracie, where can people follow you?
At Gracie Gillio on pretty much everything, baby. Let's go.
All right. And I am George Stillwell _. And then you could follow the podcast page, which is Social Blend Pod _, I think. Yeah.
So, no, I think there's no underscore.
Or so just Social Blend Pod. You'll find it. All right, guys. Can
you come up with a new name for 2024?
We could discuss.
I mean, like, yeah, we don't have to, but like.
Right. Yeah.
Create a new name is just like,
yeah,
me on a little.
Like, just, yeah, just do like a whole new thing and just. A little
tingly.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right. Well, we'll discuss in our team meeting.
Oh my God.
With everybody in the team meeting.
Everybody. Yes. You, me, and Adam.
Yeah.
Our silent partner.
And Michael. Yeah. Our silent partner.
And Sir Michael Caine.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. Everyone.
Love you guys. Have a blessed and joyous holiday season. Happy New Year. We love you. George, take it away.
Yes, love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in this year. Have a great New Year, and we will see you in season 5. Bye.
Season 5. Bye.